Sing Out was founded over 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from one of my favorite musicians, Joel Mabus. As a fiddler and banjo player, he is without a doubt one of the finest players. But as a guitarist, Joel really shines. He plays in many different styles and easily can play intricate lines beneath his vocals. We heard the traditional classic Speed the Plow from his CD Golden Willow Tree on Fossil Records. This week we'll listen to a wide variety of fingerstyle guitarists as an introduction to a new occasional feature. Back in the day, I wrote hundreds of record reviews for Sing Out, and this week I'll be offering a brief review of Bruce Molsky's new guitar CD, Everywhere You Go, on Tiki Parlor Records. And we'll hear three selections from the CD. But first, let's start with Merle Travis from Folk Songs from the Hills, recorded back in 1957. It was a recording that was suggested by Capitol Records to hitch a ride on the early days of the folk revival. Merle wrote new tunes and rearrangements of others to fit the bill. And we'll open with Possum Up a Simmon Tree, which becomes Liza Jane. We'll follow with Leo Kottke. But first, here's Merle Travis and Possum Up a Simmon Tree on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
My Liza's pretty little girl, she died on the train. Well, sir, here's an old song called A Possum Up in the Cemetery. You know, there's 40,000 different versions of this old country song. I guess maybe you might say that up in Kentucky they had a different way of singing it over in every holler. But in my particular holler, here's sort of the way they sung about the possum up in the cemetery. Possum up in the cemetery, raccoon on the ground. Raccoon said, you son of a gun, shake them simmons down. Possum began to shake and the simmons began to fall. Raccoon said, you son of a gun, I didn't want them all. Woo, Liza's pretty little girl, whoopee Liza Jane. My Liza's pretty little girl, she died on the train. Woo, pretty little girl, ooh, Liza Jane. My Liza's pretty little girl, she died on the train. Georgia, raising sugar cane, making the barrel lasses to sweeten little Liza Jane. Her nose is like a cherry and her cherry's like a rose. I love my pretty little gal, goodness gracious knows. Ooh, Liza's pretty little girl, my Liza Jane. Whoopee, Liza's pretty little girl, she died on the train. She got a head like a coffee pot, a nose like a spout, and her mouth is like an old fireplace with the ashes all raked out. Went to see Liza, she met me at the door. Shoes and stockings in her hand and her feet all over the floor. Whoopee, Liza's pretty little girl, whoo, Liza Jane. My Liza's a pretty little girl, she died on the train. But you can't get to heaven by riding on a train.
Stripped our earth of its ore. changed and you've gone over to them, and you've learned to love what you hated before. Once I thanked God for my treasure, now like rust it corrodes. And I can't help from blaming your going on the coming of the roads.
Jim Queskin from his recording Unjugged, and we just heard Pete Seeger's classic, Living in the Country. That's on Hornbeam Records. We are listening to fingerstyle guitarists this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. And before that, I was playing The Coming of the Rhodes long before I knew who Billy Ed Wheeler was and before I ever traveled to West Virginia. I learned it from Judy Collins' fifth album, and if I recall, I even used her finger-picking pattern. Judy Collins and The Coming of the Rhodes. That's on Elektra Records. And before that, we heard from Leo Kottke from his recording Mudlark and The Ice Miner, one of his original tunes. That was originally on EMI Records. Now it's been reissued on BGO Records. And we let off that set with Merle Travis from Folk Songs of the Hills on Capitol Records. And we heard Possum Up a Cinnamon Tree. Later in our program, we'll offer a review of the new Bruce Molsky guitar recording, Everywhere You Go, and play a few tunes. But first, here's Tom Rush from way back in, 1965, and the Panama Limited, as we listen to great fingerstyle guitarists on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
song about a train. It's called the Panama Limited. Panama Limited, she's a train, runs from Washington, D.C. down on to New Orleans. That train, she's a special streamline, you know. And she's fast. That train's so fast, the hobos don't mess with that train. They just stand by the track with their hat in their hand. Had a girl, she was leaving one morning on that train. She got up singing and crying. She said, "Daddy, hey, and I hate to go. Hey, 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 hey. We're walking on down Union Depot. Way off in the distance, she heard a train whistle blow, and she asked me, was that the Panama Limited? I said, no, babe, that's a local freight. She said, how can you tell? I said, well, they blow a little bit different. Local freight, she blows like this. Panama Limited, she blows a little bit more lonesome. Blows a little bit like this. She said, what time is train time? I said, I don't know anything about train time, babe. I'm just hanging around trying to make a few dimes. She got up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, it's all right the way you turn me down. Hey, Mama ain't got a dime. She went running on ahead down Union Depot. I went running after to beg forgiveness for the words I'd said. I got down the bottom of Union Depot steps. I looked up ahead, and there she was all the way up on top of the steps, and I called her name. When she heard me call her name, she turned back, and she called back to me over her left shoulder. She said, too late, too late, too late, too late. Hey, Mama gonna leave you now. Just then you hear the Panama Limited blowing 36 miles out of Memphis, Tennessee. She went running up the depot agent. She asked him what time train time was. He said, you go lean your head down on the track, babe, and when you hear the rail popping, you know train time won't be long. She went over and she leaned her head down against this cold steel rail, and she could hear the Panama Limited coming in.
got up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, I hate to leave my home. Hey, and I believe I'll lose my mind. I went over to her, you know, and put my arms around her. We stood there for a while, and pretty soon the Panama Limited, she's out on the edge of town. All the way in Union Depot, you can hear when the engineer's coming down on a crossing. He cuts down on the air brakes, it sounds like this. My gal, she's up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, I may never see your face no more. Hey, Mama ain't got a home. Pretty soon out of Panama Limit, she's coming on in the station. Engineer, he's bringing her in fast, but he's slowing down. He's sitting way up high there in the peak seat. He keeps pulling on the bell rope. The bell keeps on toning. Sound like this. Gone everywhere but home.
what you gonna do? Hey now, chicken come home to roost. Hey now, chicken come home to roost. Cut your chains and you free yourself. Cut your roots and you die. Your root goose don't come in, raining down life. If you ain't no America, now it's time to get wise. What you gonna do? Hey now, chicken come home to roost. Hey now, chicken come home to roost. Chicken come home to roost. Chicken come home to roost. Ooh. Chicken come home to roost.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2207. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Joel Mabus's recording Golden Willow Tree, and we heard Crossing the Ohio. That's an homage to Stephen Foster, he says in the notes. That's on Fossil Records from Joel Mabus. Well, we are listening to fingerstyle guitarists this week. And before Joel, we heard from the new recording from Corey Harris and the title track, The Insurrection Blues. That's on MC Records. And before that, if that sounded sort of familiar, that was Charlie Patton from the collection Primeval Blues, Rags, and Gospel Songs on Yazoo Records. And we heard a tune that he calls Some Summer Day, but it's really a cop of the Mississippi Sheiks Sitting on Top of the World. Charlie Patton. And we let off that set with one of my favorites, Panama Limited, from Tom Rush. And that's from the recording Tom Rush on Elektra Records from back in 1965. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we begin an occasional feature which offers a review of a very special new recording. Bruce Molsky is a master fiddler and banjo player. He and I are about the same age. He's about 3 years younger. And his experience with old-time music mirrors mine. We both were not born in the Appalachian Mountains, and both began playing the guitar. He says in the notes to his new CD, Everywhere You Go, his guitar style comes from the many paths he has wandered, all in becoming one of America's master musicians. He started his musical travels with many of the same rock albums that were a part of my early collection. Later, as he traveled to England, Scotland, and the Nordic countries, he acquired new influences and applied that knowledge to the fiddle, but also to the guitar. Everywhere You Go has a wide variety of music from Piedmont and country blues, Nordic melodies, Gaelic tunes, and even a classic rock mainstay. His new recording is on Tiki Parlor Recordings and has the same simple clarity as their other CDs. We'll open this set of three tunes with Bye Bye Baby Blues from the playing of Little Hat Jones from San Antonio, Texas. Bruce is accompanied by Daryl Anger on this selection. We'll follow with Come Hem, Come Home, that he has played with the Swedish band Hoven Droven, and we'll finish with Dear Jill from the late 60s band Bloodwind Pig, which featured Jethro Tull's early guitarist, Mick Abrams. Again, Bruce is accompanied by Daryl Anger. Well, let's listen to a sample of Bruce Molsky's new CD, Everywhere You Go. Here's Bye Bye Blues on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Bye-bye. If I don't
babe. But I won't be home, won't be home tomorrow. Sorry, darling, but I gotta let you down. Wasting my time, got no love, love left to give you anymore.
Bruce Molsky frequently includes guitar tunes on his fiddle recording, sometimes solo and sometimes accompanying his vocals. But now we have a whole album featuring the guitar, Everywhere You Go, from Bruce Molsky. That's on Tiki Parlor Records. And we let off that little set with Bye Bye Baby Blues from Little Hat Jones. Followed that with Come Hem, Come Home, a Nordic tune. And then we finished up with Bloodwind Pig's Dear Jill. Bruce Molsky, Everywhere You Go, solo guitar on the Tiki Parlor record label. We're going to lead off this last set with Bruce Coburn from his recording Night Vision and the short lead-off track called Foxglove. Here's Bruce Coburn on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I never lose.
Oh yes, Davy Graham from the recording Folk Roots, New Roots that he recorded with Shirley Collins. And we heard Thelonious Monk's Blue Monk. That's been issued on Topic Records, originally on Decca Records back in 1964. Great stuff. He influenced so many fingerstyle guitarists. And before that, John Martin from his classic Solid Air and May You Never. That's on Island Records. And we let off that last little set with Night Vision from Bruce Coburn and the leadoff track, Foxglove. That's been issued on ESD Records on my particular copy. Hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine, where we tried something new. We're going to do an occasional record review, and this week was Bruce Molsky's new solo guitar recording called Everywhere You Go. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Get inoculated and boosted. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2207.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger. I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh, oh, oh.